Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and it's probably worth pointing out where you are right now at this particular moment.
At this moment in time, I'm actually stood in the core shack at Ewoyaa in Ghana. This is the core, which obviously we used to get the results that we put out today.
Yeah, well, you're talking about Ewoyaa mineral resource increases to 35.3 million tonnes, measured and indicated resource now 79% of total resource. And some of the metrics around this, financial metrics around this project are staggering. But before we get into all that, Neil, for people not familiar with Atlantic Lithium, just give us a brief summary as to what you're all about, please.
Absolutely. So Atlantic Lithium has the Ewoyaa lithium project in Ghana, which has been described as best in class. And what that reflects is it's low capex, low opex. And it's a project that is nice in that it can be taken into production relatively quickly. We're looking forward to breaking ground on the project at the end of the year and, all being well, be in production by the end of next year. So I think it's the best project in Africa by far. But I would say that, wouldn't I? But in terms of just the characteristics of the project, it's just a very nice, discreet project with a small environmental footprint.
Yeah, okay. Well, explain what you've done today with these results, what they mean, why they're significant. So, take us through what you had and what you've got now.
Absolutely. So the results we put out today were the results of another 47,000 metres of drilling that we did. We've been putting out those results to the market as they come, and this consolidates them into the resource statement. In total, we've now done 137,000 metres of drilling. So that's obviously a considerable amount, but a lot more that can be done in the future still on the exploration side to bring in more into resource. But our key focus at this point in time is actually to take it to production. So these results are significant. So last year, the total resource moved, you will have seen, from 20 million tonnes to over 30 million tonnes, and now it goes over to 35 million tonnes. The main focus of this drill program was not to add more resource. It was about one-third exploration drilling, two-thirds were what we call infill drilling. So effectively, increased the confidence, and we can bring it into the mine plan. So very significantly, what we have next quarter is a definitive feasibility study, which optimizes the project and is the roadmap to take the project to production.
Yeah, and it's worth looking at some of the figures already out there for projects. So life of mine revenues exceeding $4.8 billion post-tax, NPV8 of 1.33, and an IRR of 224% over 12 and a half years. That's impressive figures there, Neil.
They are very impressive figures, but I guess what the significance here of these results is obviously we now have more resource and more confidence in our resource. So when you do the feasibility study, there are effectively two things that you're now playing with versus that study we did before. So that was working with 2 million tons of throughput going through the mine. And now we can look at higher production scenarios, which obviously means more revenue and potentially more profit more quickly, and indeed increasing the mine life itself. So we're currently 12 and a half years. We could increase that mine life and increase the level of production. So our mine build team is currently optimizing the project to find what is the sweetest formula in terms of the size of production. So obviously next quarter, we'll be putting those figures out to the market, and I'm sure everyone will be pleased with them when they come.
Yeah. And as far as lithium is concerned, the price of lithium, how's it holding up at the moment?
Last year was a bonanza year. I mean, pricing was sort of averaging over 6,000. There were individual sales in auction of over 8,000. I think the highest I saw was 8,700. I think the price is coming off a little bit, but let's try and get this in perspective. The long-term banks' estimates tend to be turning towards about $1,500 a ton. And this would be an excellent price for a project like the Woya. So we currently have operating costs in that study to which you refer of less than $300. So this would be a highly profitable project, even at much lower prices than they were last year. So this is a phenomenal project. I've often said, it's the simplest project I've had in my career in mining in the last 25 years.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got the DFS hopefully come in Q2, and then what's beyond that? Where do you go from there then, Anil? Just a timeline of events.
So around the end of next quarter, we should put out the DFS, which will optimise the roadmap as well to take this to production. We then hope to complete all the permitting cycle, which is already underway, by the last quarter of this year, and break ground at the project around the year end. And indeed, then we're on the mine build, which takes about 12 months. And so we should be actually in production by the end of the year. One of the things that we're actually looking at is how we might bring in some early production, be that from selling direct shipping ore, or could we actually do something on a modular basis? I won't say that we will or we won't, but these are options that we're evaluate as we do the work towards the DFS.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, well, Neil, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing there, but not yet following the story, if you could give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Firstly, it is a best-in-class project. It stands up very well against any other project out there. There's some very good comparables in Australia and indeed in Brazil. But frankly, if you look at it in the universe of projects, it comes out very well. So low capex, low opex, it's the sort of project that you'd like to do. Secondly, the project has great growth potential, not only in terms of increasing production, which we've just discussed, but also in terms of expanding the mine life and expanding the project beyond that. Which brings it to the last point, which is we still have a very large exploration area we haven't worked. We've worked something like 2% of it so far. So one of the things I've been doing here is sitting down with the exploration team and working on those plans to continue to explore this area to see where we can find more resource in the future. And so we have a bigger, longer mine life as we move forward.
Excellent stuff, Neil. Good to chat to you out there, and it's good that the connection hold up. In fact, you have better reception than I get in the UK sometimes, so it's looking good. And hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
I look forward to that.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.